Today, our thoughts and prayers are with you, Manchester. The show goes on. Today, on Rainbow Country, Antoine Elashim, the owner of Inspired Media Inc., an LGBT media company, plus music from LGBT artists from around the world. Stay tuned for Gay Talk Radio Toronto Style, right here on Rainbow Country.
Hi, I'm Mary John Torrey, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Who you are, no matter what you do, everyone has a story to tell. And right here on this LGBT show is where it all starts. We lift our voices, share our stories, and we'll raise our pride. After all, we've come a long way since 1969 and the Stonewall riots, to the legalization of same-sex marriage, to the recognition of trans equality. I'm Mark Tara. Join me on this journey through Rainbow Country. CIUT 89.5 FM. This is Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show, giving voice to the LGBT community. I am your tour guide through Rainbow Country. I'm Mark Tara. Live and in person, honey. Live and in person. A little bit about me. I am an LGBT content creator. I'm also a recording artist. Get social. Get interactive on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. You want to send me an email? Pretty simple. mark@marktara.com. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes as well as on podomatic.com. And again, everything is hooked up through my website, marktara.com. marktara.com. Now, as you may or may not know, CIUT's Spring Membership Drive is officially done for the year. If you made a donation to the station, a heartfelt thank you from everyone here at the station and obviously myself. Thank you so much for supporting Rainbow Country, for supporting CIUT. If you haven't made a donation and you would still like to, just head over to CIUT.fm and just hit the donation button. It's thanks to people like you that has kept CIUT 89.5 FM going strong for 30 years, celebrating 30 years in 2017. Thanks to you. So the Inside Out LGBT Film Festival runs from May 25th to June 4th. For more information, go to insideout.ca. So this is episode 49. On this episode, Antoine Elashim, he is the owner of Inspired Media Inc., an LGBT media company. For the first year of Rainbow Country, which happens to be in June, for the first year, Inspired Media Inc. has been a sponsor for Rainbow Country. And I thank them so much for supporting us for the first year in, you know, getting the show off the road and helping getting the word out about Rainbow Country, Southern Ontario's, in my opinion, premier gay talk radio show. There you go. Plus, we'll hear music from LGBT recording artists like Toronto's very own Roy DeVos, Arlen Godwin, Ian Mannix, Random Order, and Alana Hart. So my friends, this journey through Rainbow Country begins right now.
Hi, this is Carol Pope on CIUT 89.5 FM.
Antoine,
yeah.
You have Inspired Media Inc.
Yes.
Talk to me about how you got involved with media. How did that all start for you?
Oh, God. Well, I actually moved to Canada because I wanted to study advertising and broadcasting and media. It was something that I've been passionate about probably since I was a kid. I ended up watching a documentary that was talking about the power of media, and it hit me that if something has this much power, it could be used for good or evil, and okay. I really wanted to use it for good. So,
and that hit you at a young age?
Yeah.
Really?
Actually, I had an interview done about the 13-year-old Antoine staring at the ceiling, dreaming about being in Canada doing media.
Wow.
And I dragged my family all here. They all came with me. And
so where are you from originally?
I am Lebanese with a bit of Italian and was born in Kuwait.
Wow.
Yeah. I did high school there, and we moved here when I was 19. I then got into Seneca College, and I took creative advertising and broadcasting while I was working in a bit of retail stores and became a marketing manager at the retail store. Then I really wanted to break into the industry that I love so much, so I walked into Extra. Mm-hmm. And I asked to speak to the advertising manager. And I said, I really need to get my chance, so I would be more than happy to wash the bathroom floors for 2 weeks for free and work for you. Just please give me a chance. And she said, with this kind of attitude, her name was Carolyn Ellie. I always remember that she gave me my chance. And she called me and said, come on to my office. I will find you a job with this kind of attitude.
Nice.
And I became the advertising coordinator. Worked advertising assistant first, then coordinator. Mm-hmm. Worked there for a couple of years, it's 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It's been 30 years in media. And then moved on to the Pink Pages directory. I worked there for 12, 13 years, sort of thing. Then worked at Fab Magazine for a couple of years. Back to the Pink Pages directory. Then after 17 years of working in other people's media, I decided I want to do my own thing.
So that brings us to
Inspired Media Inc.
You created Inspired Media Inc.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And how long ago was that?
We just celebrated our 12th year.
Excellent. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you.
It started as an advertising agency.
Okay.
So I kind of got all what I've learned throughout my career, and I wanted to help small businesses with their marketing, their advertising, website, all that sort of stuff.
Right.
And that ended up being a hit. I moved to Durham, actually, before to open the agency.
Uh-huh.
And in a couple of years, I got a call from the ex-publisher of the Pink Pages directory, mm-hmm. who said, Antoine, I'm getting to be an old woman. I need to retire, and I really trust you with the Pink Pages directory, so do you want to buy it?
Mm.
And that was a surprise, and I said, just give me 48 hours to call everybody that I know so I can pull the resources to buy it.
Right.
And we did.
And you did.
And we did. And
so,
since then, we launched a couple of other publications and what have you. So
talk to me about the Pink Pages directory. What is the Pink Pages directory?
Pink Pages started, I believe, in 89. It's the 28th. We're working on the 28th edition. It is other publications folded print. It is the oldest print publication in Canada, the most successful directory in the history of Canada and North America, probably for the LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm. And in a nutshell, it's sort of like the Yellow Pages, but for LGBT organizations,
it's
companies.
In the name. Yes, it's for LGBTQ-friendly businesses who want to approach the community and say that they are welcoming. It started in Toronto. It started by two young men who graduated from Ryerson. One was in commerce. I believe they both were in commerce. And within a year, the ex-publisher of the Pink Pages bought it from them. And it was at the beginning of the rise of the gay village. And there was a big need for businesses who wanted to reach out to the community. Since I took it over, or since we took it over, our company, we expanded from Toronto to include all of Ontario. In print.
And now you're expanding online.
We are expanding online. So it's in print in Ontario and Montreal.
Okay.
And we're going online Canada-wide, and within the next couple of months, we're starting to move into the USA and Mexico as well.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent.
We're happy.
So that's the Pink Pages directory.
Yeah.
The Inspire Awards, it's not related to Inspired Media, Inc.
No.
So talk to me about...
It feels like it is because of the name, but...
Inspire.
Yeah, I really... I don't know why I have such an affinity for that name.
Uh-huh.
I love the word
it's
inspiration.
Inspiring.
Yeah, it's inspiring. So I'll probably be starting other things that will be called also Inspired. So 7 years ago, in a whim, I thought, you know what? We don't have any organization that celebrates our community.
Right.
So I left a conference and I called a bunch of community organizations and I said, I've got this idea. And everybody was like, yeah, call us on Monday. If you come up with something, usually it's a good idea. So on Monday, the Inspire Awards was born. It became a not-for-profit organization. It has its own board of directors and subcommittees, events, marketing, nominations. And it's supported by GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation in the U.S. And it started, and we've been having a grand old time celebrating the community.
And that was what, 7 years ago that you started it?
In June will be our seventh annual awards.
Yes. And when does it normally happen?
Late May, early June, depends on the date that we can get at the venue. It happens at Hart House.
It does.
Yes.
It happens downstairs.
In the building that we are in. They've actually, honestly, and I'm not saying this so they can give me a discount on the space, but no. They have been wonderful. A really, really wonderful hosts who really have worked very closely with the awards to make sure that our guests are comfortable every year and that we're having a good time here.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
That's really good to hear.
So, yeah, that's the two things that I'm really involved in these days. I had a lot of other involvement in the community.
And you mentioned a couple other publications. What are those?
Oh, back to Inspired Media.
Mm-hmm.
We have Pink Play Mags, which is my own baby kind of thing. We launched it when I took over the Pink Pages, and I wanted to have a magazine also.
Where can that be found?
Online, in print, in the village.
Okay. In Toronto's Gay Village.
Yeah, on Facebook. There's a page for Pink Play Mags.
Okay.
It has a very loyal readership. It's a lifestyle, holistic advice, fiction, things to do. I wanted to do a magazine that was smart with a heart, if that makes sense. And every edition, it's meant to be. We work with the editors and the writers the whole team on making sure that it's a journey. That you start reading it, and by the time you finish reading the edition, you are filled with hope and more understanding of the community. So that's Pink Play Mags. This year it'll be celebrating its 10th anniversary. There's going to be a big party in October, so keep watching. And then 2 years ago, we wanted to add another publication, and we thought that there is a missing a place for an entertainment magazine. So we started The Buzz, and The Buzz actually has been one of the fastest growing publications that we kind of invented or came up with.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So in late 2016, you have an online show called On the Couch.
Yes.
And in late 2016, that online show went...
Late 2016? I thought it was before that. We've been doing...
No, since November, December.
Middle 15.
No,
middle 15.
No, 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 no.
Oh, no, no. You're right. We started in April, after the holidays.
But yes. I'm talking about in 2016, late 2016, yeah. It went mainstream going to TV.
Oh, right.
Rogers TV.
To Rogers, yes. Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I love the show. It's been an opportunity to talk to artists and creative people in the community and give them exposure and spotlight them. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that I've actually thought I'm going to be doing.
You're the host.
Yeah, I'm the host. And you're the director.
And I direct, I edit, all that sort of good stuff.
You did that. It was something that was, we just wanted to do a somebody said, we need to do a show. We need to be on YouTube. We need to be out there more with video.
Giving a voice to the LGBT community.
So I was pushed in front of the camera and said, hey, you have to be a host now. And it's been fun because, you know what, I think in life you need to push your comfort zone sometimes and do something that you didn't expect. So I'm shy by nature, actually, and nobody believes that, but I am shy by nature.
As opposed to being naughty by nature.
And I'm that too. But I find that it's expanding my comfort in front of audience and with people. And it's been really fun. And yes, Rogers TV picked it up. And now it's on YouTube and it's on Rogers. And it doesn't seem to be slowing down. So
excellent.
Yeah, we're going with it. We keep going.
So, Antoine, let's take a quick break for station ID.
Okay.
And we'll be right back.
We'll be back.
Hello, Toronto. It's party time, and I'm Julie Lee.
I'm DJ Dallas.
You're listening to CIUT
89.5 FM.
So Antoine,
yeah,
part of Rainbow Country is a little place I like to call Erotic City.
Oh God, are we getting personal here?
Attraction. Talk to me about what attracts you to someone, Antoine Elashim.
What attracts me to someone? Mm-hmm. Personality? I guess the physical attributes, you can never say what, because that's just a matter of what clicks. But it's really personality. Somebody who's caring is very important to me.
So when you first meet someone, you get drawn into them by their personality,
their vibe. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't deny physical attraction.
Right.
I mean, that's just silly. Everybody says there's no physical attraction, doesn't matter.
They're lying.
Yeah, you're lying. You're gonna have to sleep with that person. You're gonna have to be with them. So there's, you know what? Whether their personality shines and the physical attraction becomes part of their personality that attracts you to them. Yeah, there are people that. I met first time, and there wasn't the physical attraction, but the more you got to know them, the more you fell in love with that person, and then they become physically attractive to you.
Yeah.
And then there are people who are totally physically attractive, but then you get to know them, and you lose that physical attraction. You go, no, I don't want that.
Been there, done that.
There you go.
So you're a gay individual.
I'm a gay man, yes.
When did you realize that you were, maybe you didn't have the words gay in your head, but when did you realize that you had your attraction for men?
I feel lucky that I've had this sense, and I hadn't struggled with my sexuality at all.
Right.
I remember memories as far back as 2 years old and 5 years old going, there's something different when my friends in school in kindergarten are going, oh my God, when I grow up, I'm going to marry this girl. And I'm going, girl? Ew. sorry, girls. I love you. but not that way. But I knew there was something different. Mm-hmm. And then my best friend in school ended up, I guess, gay. But we didn't know that.
Right.
We knew that we were different because we clicked together. And then one day when we were 10, 11, we went to the library in school and we were searching all those books and there's the word homosexuality. It's like, oh my God, that's what we are.
Okay.
And that's it. I was comfortable embracing it. I yeah. didn't come out to my parents until we came to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think of that very comical. My coming out scenario at home is when I said, suddenly I burst out and my siblings are there and I said, Mom, I'm gay. And she said, oh my God, we should have never came to Canada. It made you gay. And I burst out laughing.
Oh my God.
And I thought it was funny. And my mom took a few years to accept me. And
yeah.
But yeah, no, family is very accepting. And I know that's not the case for everybody.
Sure.
So I feel always very, very blessed.
So you've known since really young?
Yeah, I've been gay for 50 years.
Wow.
So, yes. Almost 50.
Do you remember your first kiss?
I do, yes. Yeah. No, I'm supposed to talk about it.
Would you like to share?
No.
Okay.
Was it
a good thing? A good.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Do we want to talk about back in Kuwait? There was no kissing. I ended up sexually being with guys.
Okay.
Is this a section we can talk openly about that stuff? So sexually, I was with guys in Kuwait, but there, the culture is, you don't kiss.
Right.
It's just sexual. It's not about love. You're
right.
Not going to get married. So I actually remember that. Getting on the plane, coming to Canada,
mm-hmm.
in my own head, I said, no ever will I be with somebody who is not into kissing.
Okay.
And yes, my first, yeah, there was a lot of wonderful romantic experiences here
yeah.
in Canada.
So basically back in the Middle East, like yeah. the actual act of sex, is it more, not, I don't want to
physical,
say.
Physical, getting off.
Getting off.
Yeah.
That's so it's more accepted in a sense.
In that way, it's underground,
mm-hmm.
but it felt like everybody does it.
Right.
It's just because
but the intimate aspect when it comes to kissing, that sort of thing, that wasn't
yeah,
happening.
It's like, no, they would back right. off. No, you're gonna kiss. That's not. I'm not here for romance. I'm here just for physically. To
yes.
Get, yeah.
I'm here to get my rocks off.
That's basically. And I really didn't. Yeah, coming here, I knew I'm very romantic by nature, mm-hmm. so. It was like enough of that in Kuwait. I really want to be in love and romantic. And yeah, I had great experiences. In God.
So let's switch gears here for a bit. So looking forward for the latter part of 2017 going into 2018, what do you foresee for yourself and for your media empire? What's coming up in general terms.
Well, it's the 10th anniversary of Pink Play Mags, so
okay.
we're going to have a huge bash at Church on Berkeley in October.
Okay.
I believe the date is the 20th. We have a reception for community, and then we're probably going to have a dance party for everybody in the community.
Nice.
Be open for everybody. The growth of the Pink Pages directory.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new issue coming out of The Buzz in a couple of days. Continues to be very successful.
And give out the yeah. website for Inspired Media Inc.
Inspired Media Inc.
Exactly,
it is Inspired.
I do the voiceover for I have to say, Antoine, you and your organization, InspiredMediaInc.ca, have been a sponsor for Rainbow Country.
With pleasure.
For its first year. And I have to say publicly, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For seeing the potential.
I really love new ideas. And you know what? I think something that I'm known for is when somebody calls the office, like, how can we help you?
Mm.
Because isn't this what's all about? Each other helping each other to be better and create success and great things.
Are you on Twitter?
Personally?
Mm-hmm.
Our publications are on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
I am on Twitter and Facebook.
Okay.
You can find me under my name.
Antoine Elshi. At Antoine.
El Hashim. Antoine, Antoine, Ilhashim, Ilhashim. And yes, and on Instagram now too.
Are you on Instagram?
Yeah. They made me do all this.
Okay.
Apparently, you can't live in this world without being everywhere.
I know. I know. Social media, love it or hate it.
Love it and hate it, both.
I'm there with you. I'm a Twitter person. I'm a Twitterati.
Yeah, I know. I like you're Twitter. More. Do you like your Twitter?
I
see,
do.
See, I talk a lot. And 40, what is it? 140 characters?
Or something? Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck with me shutting up at 140.
You're more Facebook.
I'm more Facebook because my posts are usually like a whole page.
Okay. Well, Antoine, I have to say thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Of course. Continue with all the success with the show. Continue with it. I really believe it's a very important show.
Talking about a new way, talking about changing our names, talking about building a land of all dreams.
Welcome back. You're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM, and this is Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show giving voice to the LGBT community. And I am your tour guide through Rainbow Country. I'm Mark Tara. So that was my spotlight on Antoine El Hashim, or I've been pronouncing his name wrong, El Hashim. Antoine, girl, forgive me, honey. So that was my spotlight on him and his media company, Inspired Media Inc. .ca. And by the way, the Inspire Awards are coming up June 2nd. Go to inspireawards.ca for more information. Tickets are available, and they are held, believe it or not, right here at Heart House, right in the heart of downtown Toronto. That's right. So, when I return, we'll hear from some great gay recording artists. Stay with me.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Segato, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
Harder, I'm looking good and feeling gorgeous. Miller, the bus is perfect for us. Sit down, breathe in your lap, that's nice. Going over bumps in the road, that's nice. Got what you pay, sure is a nice day. YWCA on Adelaide. I'm hyper now, gazing out. Mint green sheen on the glass, so pow. Mint green sheen on the glass, so
listening to CIUT's gay radio show, Rainbow Country, and I am your little gay host, I'm Mark Tara. How you doing? I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking. So, that was three great, in my opinion, very talented gay recording artists. In that set, we heard most recently Ian Mannix, Slow Song, and then we heard by the way, Ian is from British Columbia. We also heard American recording artist Arlen Godwin, Boy 17. And apparently Arlen Godwin lives near the President of the United States, and that would be Donald Trump. I'm not sure if he's very happy about that. Just saying. And we started off that set with a Toronto artist, Roy DeVos, and that was Deeper. When I return, we'll hear from a trans recording artist and a lesbian recording artist, just so that you know. Stay with me.
Hey, this is Paul Bellini, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 on your FM dial.
Thank you. And you can't forget its new sensation. It's gonna take you home. I'm amazed you can let it get so out of hand. I know you gotta let it show. Let it go. Tell me straight, are you bold enough for a whole new lesson? I'm gonna teach you right. Don't be sorry, don't be ashamed. Look in my eyes if you know my name. Get it right. You gotta get it right. Get it right. Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rainbow Country, CIUT's gay radio show, and I'm your host, Mark Tara. In that set, we heard from two Toronto artists. We heard, most recently, right there, Alana Hart, Like Water, and trans artist Lynx from, he's actually the lead singer from Random Order. The Morning After Kill, Random Order. Great track. Don't forget, get social, get interactive on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. Follow me, I will follow you back. Do you want to be on the show? Do you have an idea, a suggestion? Are you a musician, an artist? You want some airplay for your material, for your music? Send me an email. It's pretty simple. mark@marktara.com. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes as well as on podomatic.com. And thanks to you, on Podomatic's gay and lesbian chart, Rainbow Country is frequently in the top 10 on their gay and lesbian chart. And that's thanks to you. So thank you. And again, everything is hooked up at my website, marktara.com. Next week, I'll be joined live in studio by some of the cast members of a play called Lavender Railroad. So we'll find out all about that next Tuesday at midnight. That's right. Finally, I want to take this time to thank you for taking your time to be with me. Remember, we live in days of making dreams come true. So believe in yourself, and the world will believe in you. Taking us out, Toronto group Gender Fix, featuring Kate Ashley, Getaway Car.
Hi guys, this is Mika Barnes. Very happy to be with you on CIUT 89.5 FM.